Hey everybody, welcome to the Pony Developer Sync. Today is October 20th, 2020. A lot of 20s in there. My name is Andrew Turley. I will be your host for today. I'm getting bit by a cat. Can everybody else who's here today introduce themselves?
Hi, I'm Joe. Happy 10-20-2020, everyone.
Hey, I'm Jason.
Cool. All right, and welcome to everybody who is tuning in to the recording. So we have a small crew today, and we have a relatively short list of issues to tackle. We didn't have a meeting sync last week, but we'll go ahead and run through some things this week. If you want to follow along, the issues are posted in the sync stream in Zulip under the 2020-10-20 topic. And so without further ado, let's get started on that. Let's see here. First up, I'm gonna apologize. I don't have my full multi-screen set up here, so might be a little slow opening things up. Our first issue is a PR in RFCs. It's a Unicode string number 179. This one has been going for a little while. And looks like there's been a few updates here. So yeah, modifications to this one. Things about Indian-ness, new lines, and code point issues. So basically some clarification on the RFC. Does anybody want to say anything about this one?
No, not at this time.
Okay. All right. So we'll move on from there, jump ahead to PRs and issues on PonyC. We'll start with PRs. So PR number 3676, make Pony C work on Dragonfly. There was a comment from 9 days ago. Compiles a couple of comments from 9 days ago, yeah. Doesn't build with Clang. So I guess it compiles with Clang, but not with the C++ Atomics package. Anybody have anything they want to say here?
Nope, not for me.
Yeah, this seems it's probably going to be pretty tough to validate.
Yeah. Okay. 3675, fix memory safety problem with array from C pointer. So sounds Jason, like, I don't know, what was the latest here?
Yeah, it looks like Sean doesn't want to merge with the periodic seg fault issue going.
Yeah.
That seems like the only issue. This seems good to go.
Okay.
That sounds terrible without the context that the periodic seg fault issue is unrelated to this.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I had to read back to get some context there. It was like, you know, we probably shouldn't put this in if it causes periodic seg faults, but if we want to be the roll the dice runtime, we can do that. Okay. All right. 3673. Standard collections, add examples for each function. So let's see here. Jason, you had some feedback on the style. Anything else you want to say on this one, Jason, other than what's in there?
I mean, it looks like it's still a draft, so there's no ability to give the final say, but it looks good to me.
Okay. 3643, change to Steed's model of subtyping.
Yeah, Joe brought up the a minute ago that we are supposed to have an auto-consume feature at the end of a block or at the end of a function at least.
Mm-hmm.
We don't, but the subtyping didn't really, like, it was basically not checking a lot of capabilities, so it didn't actually matter.
Oh.
So it sounds like we need to add that feature as far as I'm aware.
So it works by accident?
It works by accident. It allowed a lot of things, and so it just happened to include that.
Comforting. Okay.
Yeah, just checking. Andy, you think of that as like a feature that's supposed to be there, right?
Yeah. Yes. The auto-consume, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I explicitly remember Sylvan talking about it as a feature. I'm not sure if we mentioned it in the tutorial or not.
I don't think it's mentioned very much in
Docs. No.
I've like only heard it in hushed whispers.
I think if you had asked me about it and you hadn't, and I hadn't been reminded of some of this context, I probably would have said it's something that, it's one of those features that works like 50% of the time as a convenience thing, but you might still have to do it yourself some of the time. So.
Yeah, like I think it was supposed to work for recovery blocks, but I think it doesn't do it there either.
Yeah. It's almost one of those things where if it doesn't work 100% of the time, I'd almost be more in favor of leaving it out, because for me, it's kind of a pain sometimes to have to remember the exceptions.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I think it's only at the end of a method, and that's just because like the compiler knows all the local variables are going out of scope.
Yep.
So
yeah.
So it's safe to consume any local variable.
Yeah. No, I'd.
Any local variable that isn't already consumed, I should say.
Yeah. Now I'm trying to think.
Yeah. Isn't even a safe thing so much as just like we can just insert that. We don't have to think about.
Right. But I mean, with the recover block, I wouldn't necessarily expect it. Like, it would take more complicated logic to know whether that was.
True. You'd have to check where the variable is defined. Although we kind of have to do that a lot with recover blocks anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think of what my expectation is now, because I feel like in the past I have consumed things when returning them from functions, but I may not have needed to do that. I may have just done it because I thought I had to. Anyway. Yeah.
I'm fairly sure if we like hit up Sylvan about this, that he would say, yes, this is intended to be a feature.
Yeah.
But maybe it's just not documented as such.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that it appeared like 5 times in the standard library, some indication.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess, yeah.
Yeah, it does get a bit weak. Some of these are not at the end of the function. They're in tail position, but it's not that much different.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think we can leave that as is. Got 4 issues in PonyC. So the first one, process monitor on Windows does not always receive all standard out from child processes. Ooh, this guy still. Yeah, just, I guess this was created 2 weeks ago, right at the cusp there, so. I don't know that there's a whole lot to say about this one, except that it looks like we're trying to get confirmation that it's been observed. Ray array from C pointer with C pointer create violates memory safety.
Nothing here that's not the PR.
Yeah, okay. 3660 large array string causes seg fault on Windows and compile is very slow in Linux. It looks like the last comment here was from the last sync meeting.
Correct, yeah.
So. And 3606 assertion error on trying to assign a value to a cast object's property. So ERGL says the linked code no longer fails with an assertion error. It now emits the following error.
I'm a bit confused because a partial call does not seem to be involved. Oh, as is partial without being called. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So it seems like, so I guess the question is just whether that's a reasonable error message or not. Maybe it should be partial expression rather than partial call.
I feel like, honestly, I think partial call is fine.
Okay.
Because partial expression is hard to, I think it's sort of less obvious on its own, even though this isn't pub. So I think there would probably need to be a specific error to this type of expression, not a partial expression.
Yeah. But it seems like if we agree that error message is reasonable, it seems, well, can't reassign.
So that said, I don't think there should be an error there.
Yeah.
It should be successful.
Yeah, I was barking up the wrong tree for a second there. Yeah.
Okay. So we can still agree that there should not be an error there?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to change the title to compile error. Assertion error because it's no longer an assertion. Can it reassign to a consumer? Okay. Yeah, I don't know what's going on or why it would be doing that for this expression.
Yeah, I'm guessing to some degree it probably doesn't see the property or the like, and so it says it's consumed. But that's all speculation.
Okay. Let's move on. Unless is there anything else we need to discuss about that one?
Nope, that's fine.
I think we're good. Okay, let's move up to, so that does it. Let's move up to Corral. We've got 160 run post fetch script after fetch completion. Looks like there was a little discussion about change log entries. Release notes. Yeah, I don't think there's anything really to discuss on this one. Um, 159 fetcher and updater notified when errors occur. Okay, Phil just added a ready to review a couple of weeks ago. So that's all there. Okay.
So I think these probably just need some attention, honestly.
Yeah.
For more reviewing, because it doesn't sound like Sean's obviously still busy and doesn't seem like Gordon's seen this.
Yeah. Sorry, just looking at this. I think, let me just leave a note asking if any, if. I'll just ping those two and see if either of them can take count it. Okay. Main actor, 38 bump object path from 0.11.4 to 0.11.5 in sight. I don't think there's really anything that needs to be commented on there. So moving on to Pony tutorial update for changes to use George Steed's subtyping model. So this is related to
the Pony CPR, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like this part is pretty much good. I got thumbs up, unless there's anything that I haven't missed here. Got a thumbs up from Ryan and Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's it. So we can just wait until the other pull request is ready to merge and merge at the same time.
Yep.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. And last but not least, Pony Lang website, last week in Pony, October 25th, 2020. So that is there. It exists. All right. So that's all the issues that we have listed for the last 2 weeks that had any changes. Are there any other topics anybody would like to discuss? We have a little bit of extra time. If not, that's fine too. Joe, Jason? Is that a no, Joe?
Yeah, I said nothing.
Okay. Jason, you good?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, thank you guys for coming on. And to everyone who is listening to this recorded, thank you for stopping by and taking a gander. If you want to tune in live next week, we'll be here again, same time, same place. So that'll be October 27th, 2020 at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Anyway, see you all later.